Christians in Pakistan are feeling vulnerable. Seminary students in Iraq are learning trial by fire. And there's new leadership at the helm of Biblica. Details are next on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. In Pakistan, believers just marked the one-year anniversary of the All Saints Church bombing in Peshawar. Though it's seen as the worst attack on a church in the country's history, Christians and other religious minorities remain vulnerable. That's especially true under the blasphemy laws. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says the abuse of the law is rampant.
If you have a property dispute, if you have some kind of a relational dispute, you can simply accuse somebody of blasphemy and they get locked up in prison for years, even if there's no evidence, even if there's no case against them.
Which is precisely what Asia Bibi is fighting. Her appeal on a 2009 blasphemy conviction came up for a hearing last week and was delayed again.
The judge has said that this is going to be the last time. The hearing is now scheduled for October the 16th. Basically, the judge has said, we are going to have that hearing one way or the other.
This kind of thing has a way of scaring believers into silence.
We can pray for encouragement that they won't be overcome by fear, but that they can be bold witnesses for Christ in spite of the risks that that entails.
Next, Syria's back in the spotlight. ISIS made advances toward a Kurdish town in Syria over the weekend. As a result, some 200,000 Syrian Kurds fled to Turkey. Christian Aid Mission, your link to indigenous missions, has been sharing Christ's love with Syrian refugees since the crisis began 3.5 years ago. Find more details at our website. And would you pray for the indigenous missionaries in Turkey as they care for even more Syrian refugees? You're listening to Mission Network News. Europe is edging closer to war, according to former UK authority Tony Blair. He's warning that airstrikes won't be enough to stop Islamic State terrorists and says that boots on the ground may be necessary. Meanwhile, Iraqi seminary students helped by Open Doors USA are fighting a battle of their own. As they care for spiritual and physical needs of the ISIS refugees, they often feel abandoned. Visit us online to see how you can encourage them through Open Doors. Meanwhile, do you hate running? Then sign up for a 5K where somebody else runs for you. Madeline School in Kenya is a partner of Orphan Outreach. Tiffany Taylor of Orphan Outreach explains how they choose partners.
We really want to come alongside nationals in all the countries where we serve because those nationals understand the culture of their country and the needs. And we partner with Christian ministries whose goal is to bring the gospel to the children.
Madeline School does just that. Tomorrow, they're hosting a 5K where donors buy bibs for the race participants in Kenya. The money goes to the runner and to keep the school operating, Taylor says.
We feel really strongly that God has called everyone to make a difference for widows and orphans and their need. And this is a perfect example of a project where we are reaching out to children that are very vulnerable.
That's my kind of 5K. You can visit our website to see all the opportunities to help the Madeline School with orphan outreach. And do you get tired of those stories about new leadership? This story, though, is pretty cool. It's about a 200-year-old ministry and a great friend of Mission Network News. Biblica is that 200-year-old-plus ministry, and Carl Muller, the former president of Open Doors USA, is that friend. He was introduced yesterday as the new CEO of Biblica. So what's the commonality?
Biblica is a natural partner with organizations like Open Doors who serve persecuted Christians because we're able to let them focus on the things that they do best while we focus on the things that we do best, which is the Bible and getting a readable translation of God's word into people's hands and into their heart.
Mueller replaces a retiring Doug Lockhart and starts October 14th. Mueller says, while Americans can get Bibles, there's a problem.
But are we getting the Bible into our hearts, and are we reading it well, and are we engaging with it? And I believe that that's another call on the work of Biblica, that we must take up that challenge just as much as bringing Bibles all across the globe.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. Get your copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.